Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so thrilled to be with you guys again. I want to talk to you today out of the topic determination. Determination is so important. So I want to talk to you about what are the components to determination. But before we do that, I want to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly," Paul says. "I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, "I have fought the good fight." I mean, Paul goes on. And throughout scriptures, you know, he talks a lot about determination. The Bible is full of stories that have that characteristic in each person. They had determination, such as Paul or Peter. You know, the Bible is full of examples. We need determination. Determination is key. What is determination? If I were to define it, it is the urge. It is the ability that urges us. It is an ability that urges us to keep going, even if there is a difficulty ahead. So it is our ability that urges us to just continue on, even when we're facing a circumstance. Determination is needed for everything. We need determination to set goals and accomplish them. We need determination to change. We need determination to overcome. We need determination to be able to become whom God called us to be. We need determination to keep going. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we need determination to keep praying. You know, regardless of what we're seeing around the world, you know, we are facing elections this week. We need determination to keep praying. You know, we need determination for the rest of our lives when you think about it. We need determination. The Bible says it's really not how you start it, but it's how you finish it. It says, "He who is endures till the end shall be saved." Well, to endure to the end, you're going to need determination. Everything in your life requires determination. To get up and pray requires determination. To seek after God requires determination. To read your word requires determination. To go to school, to get a job, a career, any goal setting that you have, it requires determination. You can't do anything in life without determination. Perhaps you're watching me and you are determined maybe to lose weight, maybe to serve God, maybe to be a better person. You're determined to change. Well, change even requires determination. Losing weight, it requires determination. Everything in our lives requires determination. But determination has several components. Determination, that urge that keeps us going. We need determination when everything that maybe could possibly go bad goes bad. But to overcome, we need determination. For us to get past a situation, we need determination. For us to overcome a circumstance, we need determination. Determination is so needed. And I find that many people sometimes don't have the determination, so they stop halfway. They don't have that urge anymore, so they quit at the sight of a difficulty. Or maybe you didn't see it immediately, or maybe it didn't happen as quickly as you wanted it. So then they stop having determination, and then they stop maybe trying to accomplish that goal. Everything in life requires determination. Getting up in the morning requires determination. Being the best that you can be requires determination. So what are these components that make up determination? How do I get determination? I believe that it's supernatural. It's supernatural to keep going in spite of difficulties. You know, the Bible says that he gives us the will to do. Philippians, God says that he gives us the will to do, even when we don't want to do it. Even when we don't want to keep pressing, God gives us the will to do. Because God, it is a godly a fruit to have determination. I believe that determination is needed. It's that urge. It's that thing that keeps us going. You know, it's we keep pressing forward. We endure until the end. And there are several factors for depending on each situation. What is going to cause us to endure till the end until the coming of Jesus is looking at Jesus, the one that is to come. You know, loving Jesus, having a passion for Jesus. We need determination to lose weight. Well, there are certain components that make up that determination to lose weight or whatever goals that you have for your life. Maybe being a better person, maybe changing. Some people, they get on the road to change and then change gets a little bit, it gets a little challenging. And once that change gets challenging, you know, some people evade, some people quit halfway, but you were not called to do that. You know, when we read in 1 Corinthians, Paul describes it like an athlete. You never see an athlete that is really going to compete for the Olympics, let's say, or for a competition. It takes determination to really get up in the morning, wake up early, you know, and be that athlete. It takes determination. And so many people, they face a challenge or they face, and I pray that that's not you, or I pray that God is speaking to you through this podcast, that the minute you face a challenge or an obstacle, that you not evade it, that you not cowered down to it, but rather that you understand that it's going to require determination to press through that difficulty. So what are the components of determination? Well, there's three necessities. There are three factors that compose or make up determination. The first one is you must believe in yourself. If you're going to have determination, determination has the component, or it is a factor, or it is composed of, it is made up of believing in yourself. To have determination, most people that evade or quit halfway or maybe just lose interest for whatever reason, or they face a challenge and they no longer want to press through, probably is because they don't believe in themselves. Well, perhaps you don't believe in yourself, but you ought to believe in the God that lives inside of you. And if you believe in God, then you ought to believe in yourself. The Bible calls you more than a conqueror. And sometimes people have a problem believing in themselves. Sometimes people don't have a problem believing in God, but they have a problem believing in themselves. Do you face that in your life? Are you battling that? Do you not believe in yourself? Well, I'm coming to you through these means, through this podcast, from wherever it is that you're listening to me, to tell you, you can do it, that you can accomplish it, that limited mentality has got to break in your life. That the only one that is limiting is you. The only one that is limiting your ability is you. It's not God. God believes that you can. Now you have to believe that you can. If you have to tell yourself when you get up in the morning, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Then tell yourself every day until you begin to believe in yourself. God believes in you. After all, he called you. The Bible says he knitted you in your mother's womb. He believes in you. So it's time for us to believe in ourselves. Many people falter or fail or evade certain situations or goals because they lack the ability to believe in themselves. Well, ask God and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the fatherhood in you so that you understand whose you are, where you came from, that you are not just anybody, but you are a conqueror and an overcomer. The second component of determination is patience. You need patience to be able to have determination. Determination is made up of three components. Number one, believe in yourself. Number two, you have to have patience. And you know what patience, one of the definitions of patience is long suffering. Patience is actually a fruit of the Spirit. Patience comes from the Holy Spirit. How do I get patience? Well, it's cultivated by waiting. It's long suffering. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, bring your request to the Lord, and he is faithful to answer them. And then you look at Romans chapter 12, verse 12. It says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. The Bible is full of scriptures when it comes to patience. We must be patient. Determination, if we're going to have determination, it's going to require you and I to be patient. To be patient meanwhile, we're waiting to lose weight. You know, the scale doesn't go down. I'm going to give this example. You know, the scale doesn't go down that quickly. It takes time. It takes perseverance to lose weight, to get to a certain weight. It takes you to wake up in the morning and actually work out, to watch your diet, to watch what you're eating. That takes a lot of determination. And it takes patience. Most people don't have the determination to finish something. Why? Because they want something quick. But you can't. You have to understand that everything is hard work. Nothing comes easy. It is hard work. And it's going to require on your part not only to believe in yourself, but also to patiently wait for the results. It may not come in the first month. It may not come in the second month. Some of you are watching me or listening to me, and it hasn't happened in a year. You must stay patiently waiting, and you have to be determined. Now, we're not going to cross our hands and wait on God. We're just waiting on God for me to lose weight. No, it takes determination for you to go out and do something. So I'm encouraging you today. If you're missing any of these components, it's time to get them back. And the third one and last one is giving your best in all you do. If you're going to have determination, the first thing that you have to have is you have to believe in yourself. The second thing is you must be patient. And the third thing is you've got to give your best in everything that you do. Are you giving your best in everything that you do? Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says it like this: whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Whatever you do, you work at it with all of your heart. Whatever you're doing, look what it says, whatever you do. If you're serving God, work at it with all of your heart. If you sing, work at it with all of your heart. If you exercise, work at it with all of your heart. He didn't say some things. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Determination has that factor, has that quality that you work at it with all of you do. If you do things haphazard, if you do things with lack of excellence, then you're probably missing the component that is necessary to finish anything in life called determination. Determination has the component of giving your best in everything that you do. Look at your life, evaluate it. What areas in your life do you not give your best to? You say, well, I haven't given my best at being this or that. Look, it takes determination. I'm going to be married. I've been married for 27 years, going on 27 years. It takes determination to live a lifestyle and to live a happy married life where you have a marriage made in heaven. It takes determination for anything in our lives. So you work at it and give it the best that you have, that you can do. You have to be the best at it, the best wife, the best husband, the best that you can be in everything that you do. You've got to be the best. Those are the three components of determination. So I'm going to pray. Maybe you lack determination. Maybe you're saying, now I know why I lack it. Number one, I don't believe in myself. Or maybe, perhaps, you've not been patient. You wanted it quick, so you quit halfway. Or maybe the third one is you really don't give your best in all that you do. Here, Colossians tells us how to live. And he says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. And you know why he tells us that? Because you're not doing it unto yourself, but you're doing it unto God. As a matter of fact, one scripture says, whatever you do, do it. You're doing it unto God. So you think about that. When you exercise, why are you doing it? You're not just doing it for yourself, because the world will probably tell you, oh, so that you can have a really nice body, so that you could. That's not why we do things. We do things, why? Because I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I want to take care of my body so that we can live long and we can reach and reach more souls for the kingdom of God. So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Father, I pray for each and every viewer. And I pray, Father, that through this podcast, there is conviction. And through this podcast, Father, you will wake up your people to be a people that are determined. Determined to pray, determined to change, determined to transform. And Father, that they, Lord, have encounters with you so that you show them who they are. And they start to believe in themselves. Father, today we break every mindset, Father, that does not allow them to believe in themselves. Today that is broken. And Father, we thank you for liberating your people, Father, setting them free. And I declare, Father, that they are people that are so determined. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love you guys, and until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.